Chapter 4 Stella and Pansy walked into the guild meeting, held this morning in the Living Truth Fellowship Hall, because donuts and coffee would be served afterwards. The room was full of the racket associated with women's meetings, sort of like a gaggle of geese in a windstorm. Above the noise, Stella could hear Throckmorton's voice sounding off like an air raid siren. Pansy elbowed Stella. That woman would make a champion hog caller. Stella stifled a snort. Like she told Maud, she had her doubts that Hilda really meant to let her make any decisions about the spaghetti dinner. If she did, it would be a first for Hilda. Stella twisted her lips in a wry grin. Throckmorton couldn't lead a taffy pull. Not without making a mess. Frances shifted her purse and a hymn book, allowing the two women to sit down in the metal chairs she had been saving for them.
"Hilda's in rare form this morning, isn't she? She's going to take over the spaghetti dinner from you. Mark my words."
Frances's jet-black dyed hair was coiled on top of her head like a beehive. As usual, she wore a print dress with a lace collar, this one in soft shades of blue and lavender that complemented her fair skin. Somehow, no matter what Frances wore, she still looked like what she was, a retired schoolteacher, confident, assured. Stella could swear Frances's perfume carried the faint but pleasant hint of paste. Pansy, seated on Stella's left, looked like her name. She had a soft, cushiony lap and eyes as blue as the flower for which she was named. "And then there's me," Stella thought. Short, scrawny. Nothing like the pretty woman she used to be. And she had been pretty. But that was a long time ago. Nothing pretty about 87. Stella brought her attention back to Frances's statement. "I've got a few tricks up my sleeve. I may be old, but I'm tough. Living to be 87 isn't for sissies." Ladies, ladies.